This meeting is now being recorded.
Well, welcome, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the IGO, INGO, IRT call on the 26th of April, 2018. This meeting is being recorded today, and I would also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for recording purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it over to Dennis Chang.
Hi, Michelle. Can you do a quick roll call for us? This is Dennis Chang from ICANN speaking.
Absolutely. One moment. Okay. All right. For our roll call purposes, we have from staff, we have Antonietta Mendiacati. We have Dennis Chang. And we also have Dennis Tanaka and Petter Renforth. And
yeah.
Myself, Michelle Snyder. And who had just joined?
Barry's
here. Hi, welcome, Barry. Thank you so much. We just started. And Dennis, back over to you.
Thank you, Michelle. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. So this is our IRT meeting on the IGO and INGO Identifier Protection Policy Implementation. And let me get to the agenda slide. So follow along with me. I'm on page 2. What we're going to do, as we always do, is a quick scope reminder and talk about the policy publication, the implementation status, and we want to point your attention to the GAC advice in the most recent ICANN meeting. That was interesting. And the INGO claims for system development and the next step. That's the agenda. So page 3, everyone, is the same chart that you have been seeing for, I don't know, 2 years now, and we haven't changed it, and maybe we will have some changes, but I think it's still good. So we all know this particular meeting. I know others are in other meetings too, but this meeting today is on the top line, the blue line, the implementation only. Slide number 4, everyone. Again, not inconsistent, right? The bold resolution, the scope A is what we're talking about. And scope B is, we'll mention it, but it's not the prime reason for this call. We just include it here so that you have a full view of it. Okay, slide 5, moving right along. Let's talk about the IGO, IOC, and Red Cross. And I grouped them together as a reserved names because when we published our policy, we published it sort of in two categories. And we noted that IGO, IOC, and Red Cross had the reserved name protection, and INGO had only the claims notification protection. So this was a convenient way for us to categorize them. For the reserved names, of course, it's been announced, and the names and the DNS corresponding DNS labels have been published. And also the FAQ page on the IRT Wiki continues to be updated. If you are following that page, you will see what we are changing. I think the last thing we added was somebody asked, what are the discrete addition and deletion on the DNS labels for the reserved name, so we provided that for them for convenience. And there has not been any change to the list, the name list, from the initial announcement. And the IGO second language name list, if you recall, we were waiting for GAC to provide it to us, and we're still waiting. However, it's an interesting turn of events. The GAC actually provided some advice on this particular topic, and we want to talk about that a little bit to see if there's anything that we should do in advance of more clarity. And you can see the policy published on the ICANN.org there. Number 6 page slide is the copy and paste of the GAC advice. So they note that the curative rights protection mechanism, PDP, is going on, right? And that there is permanent, that they want the protection to be in place until the permanent solution happens on the IGO identifiers. Now here, they're focused on IGO, right? IGO only. And they have provided this advice, and I read it, advises the GAC Corp to ensure that the list of IGOs eligible for preventive protection is as accurate and complete as possible. So when they say preventive protection, they are talking about preservation because it happens before registration, right? Prevention. And it's the list that we're using now. And then they further clarify or add in the section they call rationale that follow that advice is that, well, you can read for yourself. They recognize that in the interim, right, we are still protecting those IGO full names at the second level. We have not changed that. If you recall, the IGO acronyms and IGO full names have been separated in our list, and the full names are reserved under the policy, and acronyms are reserved, continue to be reserved, or the contract, the registry agreement, until there is a permanent solution. And I think that's what they're talking about. But this is the interesting thing that they're mentioning, that they mentioned OECD and WIPO, right? But initially I remember OECD had a charter to come up with a second language, right? The OECD spent, I think, about a year trying to do this for the GAC, and finally stated that they couldn't do it and they were looking for help, and the WIPO took over that effort, and WIPO has been trying to do that, and it seems like they're having difficulty too. Of course, we know that's a very difficult job. So with this GAC advice, right, that they're advising, I'm back to number six, slide six, that they're advising the GAC board, I mean ICANN board, to ensure that the list of IGO is accurate and complete. So the latest event is that, and this is a typical process for ICANN board, is when the board receives GAC advice, the board, the first thing that they do is go back to the GAC and ask questions if it's not clear. So that request for clarification letter from the board has gone to the GAC. It just happened very recently. And I'll try to find it and send you a link to it. But it asked the obvious questions, right? Number one, what is it exactly that you would like the board to do or the ICANN org to do, right? Please specify. Are you referring to that original IGO name list? Is that what you're referring to, right? And can you confirm that it is the GAC who is still the authority of that list and in charge of adding or deleting to that list, right? So those are kind of an obvious question to you all have been asked, because it did sort of caught us by a surprise that they were asking the ICANN board and org to do something about this, which we thought was in the hands of the GAC, and we were just waiting. So one good thing is that it was a very good thing that we decided to go ahead with the policy announcement publication without waiting for the second language, right? Because had we decided to wait, we would still be waiting, and we would still not be announcing So this is a difficult task, and I'm not sure what GEC has been doing. I think the WIPO has been trying to do that, and I'm not sure how this will resolve itself. But for now, our status is the board has asked for clarifying questions to know exactly what GEC is requesting. Do you have any inputs, questions? Have you heard anything on this?
Peter here. I just have a question. Do I understand you correctly that they have, on one hand, well, I can add, but they had supported that this second language question is put over to WIPO, which is, in fact, an IDO. So the work, obviously, that part of the work is so difficult that not even a very active IDO can make a quick solution of it. And at the same time, they have, in the traditional, very gray zone speaking, so to speak, just said that we should ensure that the list is eligible for preventive protection as accurate and complete as possible. No further, as you said, no specifications there. So I hope that when they came back with clarifications, it's not only what they mean with the word accurate and complete, but also what kind of timeline they can accept, and also referring to that part of the work is actually ongoing by one of the, when it comes to IP, major IDOs that obviously also have problems to make a clear and quick conclusion on this topic. In other words, what do we expect on their reply?
it's a question that I asked, and I'm not sure if anybody can answer that question just yet. I think between us and the staff here and the board, we couldn't figure it out. That's why we have to officially ask the GEC what it is that they're asking us to do, if anything, right? Of course, we all want the list to be accurate and complete, but who exactly is responsible for doing that? It seems to be a question in GAC's mind, because for them to ask the GAC, the board, this question, maybe they're not all convinced that it's really their responsibility. Is their list, it came from them, and ICANN org should not be in the business of in defining who the IDOs are or the information is accurate. I'm not sure if they're looking for administrative support, in which case the GAC has support, right? ICANN support staff that already. So I'm not exactly sure. So I thought maybe between your talk with your colleagues, maybe you have some insight here. So for now, I'm reporting to the IRT here that in the implementation side here and at ICANN, at my level and our team here, we're not doing anything on this until there's clarification.
Okay, just a quick note again there, Peter. Yes, you have sent a formal question back. Do you also have...
Did you see it? Do you see it, Peter?
No, I don't see it, but I don't have it open here, but my second question was, do you have any possibilities to get some informal input for some clarifications? I mean, sometimes when you have some discussions, some informal discussions with representatives of GAC, and of course what they say in that aspect cannot be treated as a clear GAC, official GAC advice, but sometimes it can help to understand the situation and the timeline and what the difficulties are, and with that, if you ask, you may also have the possibility to provide them with some further input, so that we can have a hopefully a quicker reply back and with clear replies on how to proceed.
Yeah, I think there are probably behind the scene there's some people working that, but I'm not doing that myself. And if anybody wants to contribute to that, you're welcome to, of course. But if I hear anything, of course, I'll let you guys know. And my only point here is that I haven't heard anything. I was trying to sort of feel this out, and the people that I spoke to didn't know either. And so we supported the former question by the board to them, and hopefully we'll hear that, and maybe we'll know more. So when I hear, I'll let you guys know. Okay, anything more on this from anyone, the GAC advice? Okay, let's move on to the next topic, claims notification. I'm on slide 8, everyone. Join me there, slide 8. Okay, I see people moving over. It's nice. I can see the slide bar. Do you guys see that too? I see that everybody's here now. Okay, good. So let's talk about the claims notification. So on the INGO, right, we're talking about INGO, our next step was the specification drafting, and we were in the process of doing that. And we had taken a step back and look at everything that we had to do, because there was another discussion that came up on a different kind of notification for IGO acronyms. And if you recall, at the last ICANN meeting, that question was asked, and Akram answered, yes, we can put up a notification system for the IGO acronyms. And I think the reconvened PDP working group, Red Cross, that group, the way I'm tracking that and monitoring that, I think they're going to come on the side of reservation rather than notification, but we don't know, of course. They have not provided a report yet. So, number one, considering those future potential work on the notification, and then when we looked at the cost of the development and maintenance, especially the annual maintenance of this system, it's not insignificant. And the heightened sense of what do you call it? The on the budget, right? ICANN budget. We're all asked to see how we can watch the budget and make savings wherever we can. We have identified this as an item that we could, because if you think about it, and we looked at the numbers of how many INGOs would really benefit and how many TLDs, And if you kind of take into account the time of system development and 1 year duration that we have given ourselves from the announcement to implementation or effective date, it's going to be 1919 late, right? And by that time, how many TRDs are going to be left? Because I remind this to everyone, because people, I think this is a subtle point that people forget, that this policy is effective only for those TLDs that gets delegated after the policy effective date. So it's a very small number from this round. And when we looked at that, you know, we asked ourselves, why are we doing this now? Is there an urgency to get this done? Because if we stand up a system now, and later on another demand comes like IGO acronyms, then we'll have to revise everything and then change the development, the features, and there's a whole background, the contracts and negotiation, all of that stuff. It's very costly. And it also, of course, taxes the community, right? The technical community has to be poured again, which we were going to do. And you guys, too, IRT here, you're going to have to look at it again. So we have decided to pause this development for now. And GDPR is an interesting angle also. We originally thought we were free from GDPR, but it turns out we're not. And the reason for that is when we receive the ECOSOC list, they have to give us the contact information, right? Because we have to notify those INGOs. And when they do that, they give us whatever they have. And some of these INGOs, those contact information is personal, right? It's very small. INGOs all over the place. And for us to ask the UN to change their ways is going to be a difficult thing, number one. And number two, we don't know what the ECOSOC is doing for their own GDPR compliance here. And maybe they have something they have in the way, but we don't know. So we have not engaged the ECOSOC or UNDESA on this particular issue. And I have, of course, notified them that we have this policy announced and published so they can look at it. And I'm checking the list, their ECOSOC list, to see if they have made any updates. They said that they would make annual updates and give us an annual updated list. But what I've noticed, I checked it again today, is that the last time they have updated the list was 1 September 2016. So I'm not exactly sure why that is, and you know, it's not for us to question their process. Our job is to simply match their updates. So for all these reasons, we're pausing the claims notification development now, and we will monitor the development of IGO acronyms and the GDPR and pick it up again and reconvene and regroup and strategize again and seeing what our bigger requirement that is more inclusive for cost efficiency and, of course, to reduce all the work for everyone. So that's what I wanted to tell you. So do you have any questions on this? Am I explaining it adequately? Mr. Tanaka, I want to hear from you. I know you asked me for status on this, so I'm providing a status basically, and I know you want to go on vacation, and I wanted to tell you don't have to worry about this.
I appreciate that very much, Dennis. So this is Tanaka-san for the record. No, thank you for the update. I think that was what we were looking for, and I should say that I'm pleased to hear that there is a recognition about cost-benefit, right? And at this point, I mean, the assessment is that we should pause a little bit, think about it, and see what actually we're trying to solve for and whether those that we're trying to seek a solution, they're actually going to benefit from it. And there is no attacks on the other side, registries and other systems that need to support it. So I'm glad, we are taking a measure approach on this one, Dennis. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Peter, what do you think?
Well, I think it's as clear as it can be at this stage. It's just unfortunate that from time to time we have to wait for other decisions that we're not involved in. Seems that some points here we have worked and with for some time and recognized in the early stage. But it's moving forward, and I think it was a good presentation also. So, thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Are there other IR team members who's there now? No? Okay. I'll send out a meeting note to everyone so they are all aware. Of course, they can all see the slides. But this is I thought was an important status report, and I wanted to discuss them with you in person, not just email. So let's move on to the next slide then. Next slide is number 9. One of the things that we had discussed, we didn't have time to discuss last time, was the metrics for the effectiveness of the policy. What we said is that, and this may be another status report, in our policy, we said that we would have to do a review after the implementation. We call it post-implementation review. And what I wanted to let you know is that there is a discussion actually today at the GNSO Council on what we call a consensus policy implementation framework, which includes how do we implement this review, right? Because there are no details about the review, and we are dealing with all these questions, like when does it happen, who does it, and what the process is. But most importantly, I think for us here in the implementation team, we want to see if we can identify any critical data that will be used to measure the success of the, or effectiveness, let's say, effectiveness of the policy itself. And as you know, the 1 August 2018 is our effective date for the reservation for IGO, IOC, and Red Cross. So before that date comes, I thought that it would be good for us to prepare and set anything up so that we can collect data, you know, as soon as that effective date happens. And I have to tell you, I haven't been able to give this much thought, so I don't have any ideas yet. But I would like the IRT to think about this and advise us if you have any inputs on this. Have you guys thought about this at all?
Hi, Samita. Pedro here. I have not thought about it yet.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you, especially with everything going on. This is not a high priority yet. How about Mr. Tanaka?
Yeah, I'm the same boat, Denny.
Okay, let's just put this on hold for now, and we'll pick up the discussion again later. Okay, let's go to the next slide, slide 10, next steps. Of course, we're going to be monitoring the requirements, anything that has to do with claims protection or claims notice from this policy and other policy. We're going to be monitoring, and we're going to try to build that requirement. And we're seeking clarification for the GAC advice on the reserve list, IGO list, and we'll report back to you when we get that. And, of course, the GDPR resolution that everybody is anxious to find out what will happen at the end of May.
Sorry, Peter here. Just a quick question when it comes to GAC again. When do you presume that we can get or that you can get the reply back on the initial questions, the clarification question?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get any response before the next GAC meeting. They have to convene and talk about it. And, you know, it's very, very difficult for GAC to deal with the advice itself. It's the entire GAC has to kind of weigh in. So I don't know. Some things are pretty quick. Others take, multiple GAC meetings. So on this issue, I'm not sure. But I wouldn't, don't be anxious to get the response. And my thought is I'll probably deal with this at our next ICANN meeting in Panama City. That's where the discussion may happen, actually, and we can hear what they're talking about.
Yeah, because what we want to get back is not just another general request.
Yeah.
So it's better to wait one extra meeting if they can have time to actually get back with a specific, well, preferably some points, listed points, what they mean, so that we can work on that.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. So going forward, our next meeting is at the end of May, so we'll see how that goes. In June, we have ICANN 62. We could have a meeting, but most likely we'll probably skip that in-person meeting. By then, I don't know what we may have anything to work on. That's when we may hear that we have something to work on, but we'll see. We'll take a poll on who's going to be there, so we may have an informal gathering if everybody can be there. Peter, I missed you at Puerto Rico. Mr. Tanaka,
yeah.
Wasn't.
Sorry, I was planning to, but I had some other.
Yeah, no need to apologize. Believe me. No need to.
So unfortunate.
I know, it's okay. Let's see and of course the community wiki page continues to be upgraded, and that's all I have today. Anyone have any questions, inputs, suggestions? Please go ahead and bring them up.
This is Tanaka. No questions. Thank you very much, Dennis, for the update. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Have a nice vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah, please continue. Good work.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, Dan. I'll see you again. We'll send, I'll let you know about the any updates if I have anything in between. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Michelle?
Thank you.
You may.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dennis. Thank you, everyone. Meeting has been adjourned. Have a great day.